Hi, I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
And we are Working Class Nerds.
We're the podcast that gives you no information about your favorite information.
Today is February 6th, 2018. And tonight's episode, we're going to discuss the new Justice League movie and how it stacks up against Marvel's cinematic universe. Nick, tell me about your week.
Well, as per usual, I had a lot of work going on. But I'm finally done with orientation, so I'm going to be on a normal work schedule. And I've had two exams since Marcus's mega meltdown.
I did not melt down. Let's not go there.
But yeah, I mean, you can just listen to episode 4 and decide for yourselves.
I did not have a meltdown. But I was worried, and my worriedness brought me to
the brink of
a meltdown.
Complete psychological collapse.
I had a meltdown. So, but hey, so you said your orientation's over, right?
Yes.
So that was the month of hell because you had to work a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, I had to work. So I go to school. I crammed all my classes in Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I was working an 8-hour shift every other day of the week.
Plus weekends.
Yeah, including weekends.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's for a whole month, pretty much.
All right, so you were saying, so you texted me today that, like, you had some exam. What was hard about the exam, or was it just because it was the first one of your new semester?
No, that was the second exam of my new semester, but this exam was particularly hard. The class is called Biology of the Brain, which obviously is pretty complicated. It was all about the different pathways in the visual cortex and somatosensory, and I'm not going to bore you guys because this is not a brain podcast.
Well,
this is Working Class Nerds.
Right, but what I think about when you say all that stuff is I just think about if they ever did a biology of my brain, it'd just be a wheel and a hamster running. That's it. Some days it's running really fast, some days it's not, you know? Oh, that's good. All right.
But, so in terms of games, in Shadow of War, I was able to conquer Gorgoroth, which was pretty sweet because that's really close to Sauron's hub.
But he gets to see Sauron?
Not directly. Well, so I'm only, like, halfway-ish through the game. I'm about to come up to Act 3, and there's 4 acts to the game. And you end up fighting the Witch King, who's, like, the guy that rides on the Nazgul in the third Lord of the Rings movie. And the
one that stabbed Frodo.
That's one of the guys, and then that's a Nazgul. I don't know if that's the Witch King. It might be, though. But the Witch King is the guy that gets the sword stabbed through his helmet in the end by the lady whose name I forget.
The enemy that could not be killed by any man.
Right. And she goes, I am no man, and stabs him in the face, and then he dies.
Okay.
Anyways. So.
Act 3.
Act 3. And then hopefully now, that I'm off orientation. I just got off a couple days ago. I just finished it, so I'll have more free time. So hopefully now I'll be able to play video games more. In Siege news, they have a new update, and which means they have a new map. And 2 new operators available for unlock. I haven't played it yet, but I've heard that they have a new game mode as well, and it has to do with zombies.
Oh my god, here we go.
So, I'll have more details about that next week, but there's a lot of eye-rolling in the Siege community about the whole zombies mode.
So, first thing, so we're going to go to those operators. Is it more, you know, microtransactions, you got to buy them with real currency, or can you unlock them in the game?
No, you can unlock them in game, but it is a pretty substantial amount of game time that you have to play to unlock them. So Renown is the name of the currency in Siege. I could remember a few episodes ago, but it's 25,000 Renown, and if you win a round of ranked Siege, you get about 500 Renown, and it's 25,000 to unlock an operator. So a round can take up, like at the max, 45 minutes, probably on average like a half hour. So it's a good amount of game time to unlock those guys.
So one round is a half an hour?
It can be, yeah. It can be like 10 minutes. Pretty quick. But it depends how long it goes.
I hear you. All right.
So beyond that, at work, I had to do some compressions, and the patient did get revived, which is really cool.
So you saved somebody's life.
There's a whole team of doing a bunch of stuff. I was doing compressions, and then, you know, so I contributed to the...
So you saved somebody's life. Like, tip your cap, bro. Like, come on, you saved somebody's fucking life.
Well, I'd like to think so, sure, but I don't know. I don't want to take all the credit. There's a lot of people doing stuff, but that was cool. A patient got revived.
So all right. Cool. I'm sorry. I want to go back to the zombies thing, because I looked at... We actually started writing show notes, so You know, I feel like we're accomplished, and I'm actually looking at the word zombie. So when I think zombie mode, I think of Call of Duty zombie mode.
Right.
Where they give you a little pistol with 10 bullets, and they say, oh, board up these walls, and just hordes and hordes of zombies come. Right. I have zero interest in it. I find no it's not gratifying to run out of ammo.
Right.
I believe every game should have unlimited ammo because I do, pray and spray. I don't want to run out of ammo. So, do they say anything about like the type of zombie mode it's going to be?
Yeah, they have, but I've been so busy that I haven't kept up with it. But I'm assuming since it's in Siege, when you're on the defense, you're barricading walls and doing that type of stuff anyway, and sealing off doorways anyway. So it's a pretty natural transition to be defending an area like that Call of Duty style zombie mode anyway. So, but if you start with a pistol and have to build your way up, I think that's really cheesy. Because in Siege, you always start, with the loadout that your operator comes with. So
right.
That's a lot cooler.
Awesome.
So, Marcus, what have you been up to this week?
Okay, so we had the emergency podcast meltdown. Nick's going to say I melted down. I just think I freaked out. but since then, been reading some things on the game. And yeah, I'm a little concerned that the game isn't going to survive long term, but I don't see it going away in 2018.
Right.
And so I want to be able to make this game last, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the short term, I'm enjoying the shit out of it again. I went away to Disney. The holidays are over. Super Bowl just happened. I mean, now there's nothing. I don't see another holiday for myself until Memorial Day.
Right, right.
So, and then this past week was epic beyond anything else. My Sunday night raid team, and we took down Skyva, which is the new boss in the Gods from Machine operation. She's the fourth boss, which was just super epic because we were the first ones in the guild to do it. So,
what?
Yeah, I don't want to say there's a friendly competition, but there's a friendly competition between
the raid teams?
Yeah, just to, the first ones to take down the boss. It's like bragging rights, and some people may not care, but I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Sure, why not?
And, I would say 3 out of the 4 teams, it's a good, friendly competition. The other team, I'm not really sure, because they don't really say much about it.
Oh,
but
right.
I think it's, whoever the first one is, it's like, oh man.
Hell yeah, we got it done.
Exactly, they did it, or we did it, and this time we did it, and the biggest thing for me is we're the new team on the block.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday night team is the newest team. So for us to take down the new boss first, it's kind of like brush off your shoulders and, pick your shoulders up a little, your nose maybe
Shake
a little.
Shake your chest out a little bit.
Exactly. Just, I was proud of the guys to do it. I was pretty excited for that. So in SOTOR news, though, after my meltdown, Keith from BioWare released a statement letting us know that he will be giving our new roadmap sometime in the middle of February.
Oh, that's good.
Basically, after the Kotaku thing, they had that live stream, which we discussed.
Right.
And they were like, oh, hey, we're still here. But yet, moving past that, they wanted to reassure us, and now we know that we have a new roadmap coming. Basically, a roadmap, Nick, is they break down what's coming over the course of the next 3 months, 6 months, or a year. Most of the roadmaps cover like a season, which already, so they're going to be giving us a winter/spring roadmap.
Sure.
Which it's kind of been quiet, holiday season, I understand it.
Right.
So I'm hoping that in the next roadmap we're going to get, I know they're going to say, oh, you're getting the last boss in the operation. We're going to give you a new GSF map. We're going to do something for you guys.
Now, what's a GSF map?
Galactic Starfighter. So, Star Wars has a Starfighter PvE. No, it's PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Deathmatch kind of fly your spaceships through the sky and kill each other.
Oh, okay.
So, it's almost like a sub-game of the game.
Sure. Like a mini-game almost. Not right. A mini-game. That's not the right
No, race, they but they came out, I think it was 2012 or 13, or maybe even 2014, they came out with that
game
expansion.
Sure.
And it was like their big expansion of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it once. I crash into the asteroids. I can't do it. The whole inverted thing and trying to fly a ship. It's not for me.
Right. It's like, I hear
you. You know, I want to go to space, but the whole zero gravity thing, I think I would just puke.
Yeah.
You know? So it doesn't make me sick. It's just, it's another game mode. So I'm hoping that they come out with this roadmap, and it's something beefy, because I think the community really needs to see that the game is still here and going to continue, even if BioWare is pulling, you know, half their development team to Anthem.
Sure.
Which, I get it. Everything rides on Anthem, but, you know, you need to progress this game because there's people that subscribe, and when you release no information about a game that's coming out or an update that's coming out, and it's not enough, people are going to be like, well, why am I going to pay $15 a month for this game?
Right, right.
When I can go buy, you know, Destiny and pay once and...
then you're done.
Done. And like we were saying, I forget about what game, Battlefront 1.
Yep.
We never bought the DLC. We didn't care to. We enjoyed the natural,
the
regular
game.
Game.
Yeah, sure.
And when it, your match went to one of those things, you got booted and you redid it, rejoined.
Right, right.
You know, so it wasn't that big of a deal. So, then also in Keith's statement, he mentioned the word 6.0. And that, to us, is a new full expansion with a level raise. So,
ooh,
basically, we're at max level of 70 right now, which would mean it would bring us to level 75, hopefully. And it would give us new PvE story content,
right,
as well as all the other PvE and PvP group content. Usually that's what happens with a big expansion. Let's hope they have the development money to do that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know if they would even have the money to do it, but I think they have to do something to give us a beefier piece of content.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. I think that's deserved for sure.
And if you guys want to, you know, help out the game and you play this game, go to SOTOR.com or the Cartel Market in-game and buy something. You know, your $5 contribution can help the game survive and give them development money. You're like, oh, I can throw away $5. Yeah, but if, you know, 100 people give $5, that helps.
Sure.
That pays somebody's day salary to help development of a game.
Right.
And supposedly there's thousands of people that play this game. Well, everybody should contribute.
Sure.
In my opinion, if you like the game. If you just play the game to play the game, well, whatever.
Yeah,
still go
that.
Buy something.
Right, right, right.
Don't be a cheap ass. You know?
Exactly.
Let's make the game survive another year, and then
sure,
we'll talk after that. If this all sounds fun to you, which, who wouldn't want to play with this guy? Because my mouth doesn't stop. I'm in the AIE guild on the Starforge server. I would love you to come play with me and my guildmates. If you want some information, please go to aie-guild.org, or you can jump in-game and /cjoin AIE LFO, and an officer can get you into our guild. And that is on the pub side or the Imperial side. And on aie-guild.org, I think you can get our Discord information, fill out an application to join the guild, and we can have some fun.
So, you've talked a whole lot about Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there one other game that you liked to play?
Oh, man. So, I love Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I've realized that I'm officially done with it.
Oh, boy.
And it's officially done, but unofficially done, right? Because I like the game. I can't commit the time I need to play it. Which, you know, like Siege.
Sure.
You haven't played Siege because you don't have the time.
Right.
And if you have an hour to play something, you're going to play your main game.
Right.
Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War. Me, it's Star Wars, The Old Republic all the time.
Right.
So, it's not that Destiny's a bad game, Nick. It's, I want to be able to play a game for my second game, get in and get out.
Right.
So, I downloaded Call of Duty World War II.
Oh, boy. Back to the roots.
Yep. So, and I downloaded Guild Wars 2, which is another MMO. I've played Guild Wars 2 for maybe half an hour.
Okay.
But I think that's another game that I can't play. Because in order to play it and...
yeah, you gotta commit time.
Exactly. And enjoy the story and immerse myself into it, I need to take myself away from
Star Wars. Right.
And it's not gonna happen.
Right.
So, I downloaded Call of Duty. And if anybody doesn't know, I think we've talked about it, or I just talk about it a lot. I love it. What I like about Call of Duty's, Battlefields, all those first-person shooters, whether you're terrible at it or not, because I'm really terrible at it now because it's been out for so long.
Sure.
All these different Call of Duties, and I'm thinking back to Modern Warfare 3 or Black Ops 1, you know, when I put in the real work. And I can get in, and you can play a match in 15 minutes. You can. Whether you're fucking pissed and you smash your mouse or throw a controller, whatever system you play on, you can play it for 15 minutes and walk out the door.
Right, be done.
And be done.
Right.
And you feel satisfied that you got to play something.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes you're at a point in Star Wars or Shadow of War where you know it's going to take 20 minutes to do this next thing.
Right, or Siege, it can take 45 minutes for a match.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
So you don't have that time and you're like, fuck, I really want to play a game right now, but the baby's going to be up in 15 minutes.
Right.
Or my wife's going to be home, and if I'm not cooking dinner, she's going to kill me.
Or I got to go record a podcast in 10 minutes.
Exactly. But you want that instant gratification that you accomplish something in-game.
Right.
So Call of Duty is that. So the next time we podcast, I will definitely let you know which game has gotten my second game love. Because I need a second game.
Right.
Sometimes you just need a break from the main game.
Right, yeah, you gotta mix it up. You can't play the same type of style every single time you go have some, you know, personal time playing a game.
Oh my god, yeah. I love Star Wars, but sometimes you just want change of scenery.
Sure.
And I can't play another MMO. I love Destiny, just can't do it. So maybe Call of Duty's my next big thing.
Sure. When we come back, we're gonna be discussing the new Justice League movie. And how it stacks up against the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And we're back. So I just wanted to take a minute and thank our main man, Cameron, for our new wonderful logo. I said it last podcast, but I can't thank him enough. We really love it. Second is our wonderful intro music at pensound.com. Thanks so much, man. We really appreciate it. And I just want to say a little heartfelt thanks to Nick for helping me get this thing off the ground and... It's one of those bucket list things that I've had to do.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
For shizzle.
Of course. This is just as fun for me as I'm sure it is for you.
Right.
So, without further ado, let's jump right into Justice League.
DC versus Marvel. No. Come
on. Well, so, my initial impression was, unlike Marcus, I had seen the previous DC movies. I don't think Marcus has seen...
Any.
Wonder Woman. Have you seen Man of Steel?
The last DC movie I saw before Justice League was... what's the second Dark Knight? Not Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Bane Dark Knight, not...
That's the third one.
All right, so not Heath Ledger Joker Dark Knight.
Right, so the third Dark Knight. Yeah, that's a completely different
universe. I didn't see shitty Ben Affleck as Batman, okay? Sorry, Ben. Love your movies, but you suck as Batman. We'll get into that later.
So, well, you just got a glimpse into Marcus's thought process, but I have seen Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman, as well as Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman has been my favorite so far, including Justice League. So... Starting off, my initial impressions are it's a good entertainment piece. I don't think it's an overall great movie. I'll get into why later.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good, but it didn't wow me. You know what I mean? Compared to the Marvel movies, it wasn't nearly as good, as well done, I thought.
Even if you think back, and now I didn't see Wonder Woman and I didn't see the other DC movies, but... I'm not even going to Marvel yet. I'm just saying, like, The Dark Knight was awesome.
Yeah, but you can't compare The Dark Knight, because The Dark Knight is awesome. Those are some of the best movies, period. Especially the Heath Ledger.
But it's a DC movie, so I'm just comparing apples to apples.
No, but that's apples to oranges, because that's not the same in the DC universe. It's not the same producers and stuff like that. So, well, what did you think of the movie?
Well, okay. I'm not... a movie guy like you, or content. I shouldn't say movie, because you love all content. I love video games.
Mm-hmm.
And carpentry. So, with that, the movie itself was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't hate the antagonist. I think Lois Lane had a terrible role in it.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, empty and hollow.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I didn't see the other movies, so they felt like they didn't need to... give her a little more character depth. She was just like, spotlight, I'm Lois Lane, sup, and then move on.
Yeah.
Where then, you know, I had my doubts about Aquaman first. And to be honest, when he walked out and he was pounding a bottle of bourbon, I was just like, all right, this guy's the man. And he was basically like, fuck everybody. I don't really care. I'm going swimming. So I like Aquaman. Or the actor playing him, he did a good job.
Yep.
The Superman, I wasn't in love with. He was dead most of the movie. Spoilers. Oh, we should have notified everybody of that first.
That's all right.
We'll put it in this.
It's been out for like a few weeks, maybe a month even.
But so. It's not even out on DVD yet or Blu-ray. See how old I am? DVD.
Oh my God.
Who actually puts a disc in to watch a movie anymore?
I know.
So, with that said, the movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think some of the holes were there. I think some of the CGI was awful.
Yeah, that's a big... I have two stars on either side of that note. Okay. CGI was just terrible.
You know, some of the things were okay, I could deal with, but just some of the backdrops just looked so fake.
Yeah.
And so the movie was good. I enjoyed the movie because I got to sit down, have a beer, watch the movie.
Sure.
I didn't yawn during it. Yeah. It kept me entertained. But Ben Affleck.
As Batman.
As Fat Man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a great... You know what? All right, we're just diving right in here, folks. Forget the initial impressions. So, yeah, Ben Affleck... every other actor that plays a superhero in this movie is ripped, okay? Especially Aquaman. Aquaman is jacked, probably roided up all the whole nine.
Whatever it is.
And it's like minimal body fat. And then Ben Affleck wears his suit almost the entire... His bat suit almost the entire film. And the only time he reveals any skin is he has like a bruise in his kidney area,
and all you saw was muffin top.
Yeah, it's muffin top and love handle. Like I'm a chunky guy too, but if I'm supposed to be Batman, I'd drop some pounds for that role. You know what I'm saying?
Well, didn't you say that he was supposed to be like old man Batman?
Yeah, but not that old. He's like mid-40s Batman.
But it's not even that. It's he was wearing like bat Under Armour.
Yeah,
to suck
it in.
Exactly, and it's like, oh, what is?
Bat Spanx.
Exactly, Bat Spanx. And I couldn't get past it. When he had the mask on, I thought he did okay. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But as Bruce Wayne, I thought he was a douche.
Yeah.
And I was like, this fucking guy sucks at it. Why did they ever give this guy?
I don't know.
It was because he directed movies and they were like, oh, he's a good actor. Let's make him Batman. Or did he say, hey, let me slip you a $100 bill and make me Batman? You
know I think it's got to be a little more than $100 to earn a Batman role. But
whatever.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah. So that part, the Ben Affleck thing, I think partly, I don't want to say ruined the movie, but his part just wasn't great.
Right.
And Batman doesn't have superhero
abilities.
Powers.
Yeah.
He's just... He doesn't give a fuck.
I think there's a comedic line in the movie where one of the other heroes asks, you know, Bruce Wayne, like, oh, what's your superpower again? And he just goes...
Aquaman.
Aquaman goes, yeah, hey, what's your powers? What are your powers again? And he just goes, I'm rich.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be funny, but it came off pretty...
He should have said, I'm fucking fat. I'm a terrible Batman. I don't care. I'm sorry.
I'm just getting the gang back together so you guys can do stuff.
This topic eats me up because Iron Man wears a fucking suit and that guy is ripped.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is ripped for Iron Man.
Yeah.
And he's an old fucking guy.
Yeah.
But he's still ripped.
Right.
You know, Captain America, ripped.
Wolverine? Ripped.
In Logan, he was ripped.
Yeah, he's old. That's old Wolverine. He's falling apart
fucking
literally.
Died.
I know.
And he was still ripped.
I know.
So... My point is, I think Ben Affleck was, with the mask on, he was an okay Batman. Bruce Wayne, he was terrible.
Yeah.
I think he brought the movie down.
I would agree.
And then in the comic books, Batman is the leader, but yet DC wants you to think Wonder Woman's the leader.
Yeah, it was sort of a weird power to, it was like, they're like, sort of co-leaders or co-captains of the team, so to speak.
Well, I think it's two of the feminists in the world. They're like, women powers.
Yeah. I mean, Wonder Woman is awesome in the whole movie. The Wonder Woman movie is still my favorite of this DC cinematic universe. I think that's a pretty popular opinion across the board anyway, but I thought Wonder Woman was great. In the beginning of the movie, one of the initial scenes is Wonder Woman as a fight scene, and I just noticed she's way faster. She's almost as fast as the Flash. which is really cool. Just a, my notes are that I have a. It was a really awesome intro scene. Lots of action.
When you're talking when like they the guy had all the hostages and she like stopped every single bullet.
Yeah,
that he
exactly.
shot out of an M4.
Yeah,
I mean that's pretty dope.
That was pretty awesome. Then she clashes her bracelets together and just messes them up.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I'm going back to Batman.
Yeah.
You can't have a successful movie with Batman in it if Batman isn't bad to the bone.
Yeah, that's
my opinion.
I agree.
He's bad fucking ass.
Yeah.
But yet, he's fat and lazy, and he sucks in this movie. Now, I didn't see him in Batman versus Superman. We had to pause it because, you know, I came into it not knowing that Superman was dead. Nick stops the movie. He's like, oh, Superman is dead. And Batman had a part in killing him, but it wasn't really his fault, but it doomsday, blah, blah, blah. And I know all that story, but then I see Batman and he's fucking fat, and I'm like, there's no way this fucking guy is beating Superman.
Yeah. It was,
ever.
Yeah. The justification for their... We could do a whole other podcast on Batman versus Superman. I did not like that movie either, but... Anyways.
Hashtag Ben Affleck sucks as Batman.
Well, yeah, I thought the writing sucked too, but that's another story for another day.
No. I want to get into it because we're talking about this fucking movie.
Sure.
And
that's an important backstory. All
right. Yes, there's his character was he tried to organize a team, but he organized Wonder Woman. He talked to Aquaman and he basically said, fuck you, drink booze, jump in the water.
Yeah,
right.
So Aquaman then wanted nothing to do with it until later.
Until the Atlantis people said, hey, you need to go save the world.
Yeah, hey, he just took the mother box from us.
Yeah, like, step up your fucking game.
Right.
So that's what made him. Batman didn't make him come.
Right.
Wonder Woman didn't make him come. And I know that if Ben Affleck showed up to my house and was like, yo, let's, you know, save the world. Did you lose weight? Because you ain't saving nothing. And I'm fat, too. So guess what? We're not doing shit. You
right,
know?
Right.
I
thought, if Batman showed up at my door, I'd have more of a Barry Allen, a.k.a. The Flash reaction, where I'd be like, yes, before he even finishes his sentence. Like, I'm in.
But then there's, you know, Alfred, who is he's always had a strong role in these movies because he's such a key guy
right.
in behind the scenes, and his character was fucking empty. And I understand he wasn't the Justice League, quote-unquote, team members, but he really is a team member because he's always in the Batcave, like, making sure everything goes right.
Yeah, he's not... I mean, without Robin in the picture, he's essentially Batman's sidekick. You know? He's not... he's not, like you say, he's not a direct member of the Justice League, but he's an important support character.
Absolutely.
Sure. And he was in Batman vs. Superman a little bit, for sure, but definitely not to the extent that... the character was fleshed out in, like, the Dark Knight series.
Exactly.
See, it's tough. It's tough to go from such an... probably one of the best... I would say, in my opinion, the best depiction of Batman in a movie that we've ever gotten. Or that whole universe in a movie that we've gotten in the Dark Knight series. And then immediately after, we get Ben Affleck as Batman.
The thing I don't get is... I understand DC has to make Batman movies.
Right.
Why? There's so many other DC characters that they could do movies on that are pretty dope.
Right.
And why do you keep making a Batman movie? Like, yes, it sells tickets, but Christian Bale was great. Michael Keaton was great. Jack Nicholson was the man.
As the Joker, sure, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
But, and now, you know, we have, you know, even Mark Hamill as the Joker in the animated series was awesome.
Yeah, epic. But, my favorite Joker.
But, you know, take a break from the Batman movie.
Right.
Like, Wonder Woman is fucking great. And is it because they made one Wonder Woman movie and everybody was like, whoa, it's not Batman.
Right.
Or it's not
Superman. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's other people they can make movies about that people will want to see.
Right. How about The Flash? Or how about Aquaman? I think they are getting individual movies eventually, but I think they should have done that before they made Justice League, you know?
But just, I can't imagine that Warner Brothers doesn't have the money to invest in movies.
Oh, they definitely do.
You know, obviously, the mouse has all the money with Marvel and Star Wars and all that. So they have an endless amount of money to produce movies
right.
and invest in it because they know they're going to get their ticket sales. But I can't imagine DC isn't far behind.
Yeah, they got to be pretty close.
So, and when you look at it on paper, you know, Captain Cold is just like Mr. Freeze.
Right.
You know,
right.
But in that era, they were coming out with new characters all the time. Believe it or not, I think Captain Cold came out before Mr. Freeze.
Right. Or, there's a lot of time that they had similar characters coming out right at the same time.
Exactly.
And
that
ended up being the more popular character later, like, you right. know, down the line, was the second person to come out.
Exactly. So, I think the Batman, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, just like I was tired of Call of Duty, just like I get tired of the same beer I drink.
Sure.
You know? So, brings me to Justice League. Do you think the antagonist was a good choice for the movie?
No. So, that's a great point.
What was his name? Steppenwolf?
Steppenwolf. So, right. I had to look it up. So, I know you're a Marvel comic aficionado from back in the day. I don't know how much DC you delved into comic-wise, but...
Not much.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a few oldies just because I'm in it for... paying for my kids' college someday.
Right, but, right.
But I've never been able to follow the stories. I felt like DC's always been flat.
Mm-hmm.
Which, there's, you know, what's his name? Kevin Smith?
Mm-hmm.
He's a DC guy.
Right.
He lives DC comics.
Yeah,
lives
all it. DC all the time.
Yeah, and he thinks that Marvel comics are flat, and it's just opinions.
Sure.
But I've always found DC comics to be flat, and I haven't been able to get into them.
Right. So, me having basically zero comic background, I had to look up who Steppenwolf was before I watched the movie. And apparently he's a minion, not a minion, but like an underling of Darkseid, who's supposed to be this big, bad, awesome character, evil villain in the DC universe. I think IGN ranked him like number 6 on the top 100 villains of all comic books. So... what Marvel did right is they always had Thanos lurking in the background. Like, Loki was working for Thanos, and he was just the guy, the puppet master pulling the strings. And here, you have a perfect opportunity to have Steppenwolf being that underling, that Loki character, and just give some fan service and flash Darkseid in the background, or have a shadowy figure that's the silhouette of Darkseid instructing Steppenwolf to go try to conquer Earth. You know, and it's just, so there's no context for Steppenwolf going to attack Earth at all with
no.
the mother boxes. They have a flashback to when Steppenwolf had attacked the Earth like thousands of years ago, and the Olympian gods, the Amazonians, and the Aquaman's people, whose name I'm just trying to
blank out.
Atlanteans, thank you. They fought him off, but it's not, there's no backstory as to what the who the character actually is. It's not fleshed out properly. So I don't care when he's trying to take over the world. It's like, okay, they don't give you a good scope of what he can actually do and how big of a threat he actually is.
Right.
So you don't really care when he's gathering the mother boxes. It's just like, oh, okay, I guess he got another one. And okay, I guess he got another one. And then he gets all three and a whole lot of nothing happens again.
So that's it. You know, but... for you, just watching the movies, you would have no fucking clue who Thanos is unless they showed him in the movies.
Right.
You know? Right. And to be honest with you, I'm looking at Darkseid right now. I pulled it up on the Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. The Wikipedia. The Google.
Yeah. I'm old. I'm 35 and I'm old, okay? So, this Darkseid character looks like Thanos.
You know, it's probably one of those mirror characters
exactly.
from back
and,
in the day.
Well, so, I don't know. We'll have to Google when Thanos was released, but Darkseid first appeared in 1970.
Right.
So, Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen, number 134. So,
did you say 1970?
Yeah, 1970.
According to the Wikipedia, quote unquote, Thanos first appeared in Iron Man number 55, cover dated February 1973. So after Darkseid.
Okay, so maybe Marvel copied his look.
Sure.
Or they
very
just,
easily could have.
And back then it was
commonplace.
Well, there was no internet. There was no digital comics. It was when I was a kid, my mom would bring me to the mall every Saturday. I'd watch wrestling in Sears while she did her shopping because the world was safe then, supposedly.
Right.
When she picked me up, we'd walk down to the comic book shop. I'd get to pick out one comic and leave.
Right.
And they were a dollar. And she would hate it, but it would keep me busy.
Sure. Yeah, and you'd watch it for, read it for however long.
Well,
and
I would read it for a week.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Instantly occupied.
Exactly. So now you see this Darkseid character. I'm looking at him, and he looks bad. But I didn't see him in the movie.
Right.
Now, if I've never read a DC comic, you don't know who he is. I don't even think Steppenwolf mentioned the guy's name.
I think he maybe did once, but the only reason I picked it up is because I looked it up who Steppenwolf was before the movie.
Right.
He said something about like, oh, Darkseid will be pleased or something to that effect. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's what sort of made me write in my notes. Hey, I would have been nice to see Darkseid, you know?
Yes.
If for no other reason, if you come into the movie not knowing anything about Darkseid, if you see that this antagonist in the movie has a boss, you go, oh, I want to see more of that later.
Right.
You know, just as a content consumer like I am, you want to say, hey, I want to continue to follow this cinematic universe and see what that bigger bad guy has to offer in terms of plot and, you know, things like that.
And I think that's where they're behind Marvel, is they don't get the whole picture.
Right.
They're, you know, and I think they're so behind on movie making.
Mm-hmm.
Because they focused on Batman and Superman for so long,
right?
That they need to branch out and make these better movies. And to be honest with you, Justice League reminded me a lot of Ultron, a lot of the Age of Ultron Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these aliens are coming through the sky. They're trying to take over the world.
Yeah, they call them parademons, but it's the same thing.
Avengers. I'm sorry, the first Avengers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a tired story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want something fresh.
Right.
You know, even if you have to have the comic books write something for you right now.
Right.
Release the movie, then release the comic series. I would be at the store buying it.
Sure.
Because it's something new. I'm so sick of everybody playing the old olds.
You sure.
know, like they're repeating
the storyboards. Yeah.
Right. I'm just sick of it. Even Marvel, the same thing.
Right.
Like the Age of Ultron was good, but I'm ready for the next one that's going to be a fresh story.
Sure.
I'm ready for new content. Like, Civil War was great. It was old, but not a lot of people knew that Marvel fought.
Right.
I got to stop talking about Marvel because I can just go on for hours about it.
Right, right. That's another episode.
What did you think of Superman in the movie?
Well, as a character, it was pretty flat. Overall, this movie is entirely lacking character development. One of my notes is the only character I actually felt comfortable with how well developed they were was Wonder Woman, because you get the full backstory in the Wonder Woman movie, and you get some good character development here too. But Superman seemed flat. And the CGI that they used to get rid of Cahill's mustache was just terrible. So it was really distracting through the whole movie, and that's all I kept looking at.
See, for me, I didn't even notice it because I didn't know he had a mustache.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had to take it off until afterwards. You were like, this fucking sucks. I'm so pissed off. And I'm like, what are you talking about, the CG? You're like, did you see his mustache? He wasn't wearing one. Yes, he fucking had one because of this movie obligation, and they had to do reshoots and this and that.
Yeah, it was almost every single scene that Superman was in, I could see the digital like CGI-ing of his face, which is kind of crazy that almost every single scene of Superman's that made it into the final cut was a reshoot. That's kind of nuts because, I don't know, that means they must have had some serious plot holes or something with the Superman.
Well, I think there's a shit ton of plot holes.
Yeah.
Like, DC, wake the fuck up.
I know.
You know, take a movie, and it was long.
Yeah, it was over 2 hours.
Yeah. It was a long movie, so it's not like they cut it to make it short.
Right.
It didn't feel dragged out, but it also didn't feel like it had a story.
Yeah, I think there was, like, just enough backstory to get the characters together, and there was a lot of action. If you want to go just watch a good, you know, superhero action movie, there's a lot of action. I thought the action scenes were done really, really well. So as poor of a job as they did with the character development, I thought the action scenes were excellent. I gotta give credit where credit is due. That
sure
saved the movie enjoyment wise.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think the fight scenes were great. I think the one character development that they did pretty well was the Flash.
I think the Flash was pretty good, too.
Yep. He had a great role because they almost gave him his backstory but didn't. But he was, honestly, he was like the lively one of the bunch.
Right.
Like the whole movie, every time Batman spoke, I was like, fuck Ben Affleck. And I couldn't even concentrate. Every time the Flash did something, he was great.
Yeah, he was goofy. He was a little bit funny. Definitely very awkward, which I enjoyed for sure. I thought sometimes they overplayed it just a touch, but I thought the awkwardness was overall great. Some comedic relief for sure.
Well, but again, I think the Flash was like, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say Superman, but I'm not going back to Marvel. I have to stop comparing them because it's apples to oranges.
Yeah.
But the Flash was great because they pushed him to his limits. And by the end of the movie, this guy's running around saving people. You know, he got punched a couple times and he's okay. First time he got punched, he was like, ugh. You know?
Yeah.
They did such a great job on him because he's so fast and so, you know, flighty.
Yeah.
That they made him feel, you know, made you feel like he's like that in real life.
Right.
In his common, he's just so nervous that he just runs everywhere to avoid people.
Oh, sure. Yeah, spazzy almost.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great word for it.
Right.
I wanted to get more into The Flash.
Yeah. I really like The Flash because I haven't been recently, but I used to be a diehard Flash TV show fan. Watch Flash all the time.
Never watched it.
It's good. It's a little slow paced for me, but it's a network TV show. It's on the CW, so it's just drawn out. That's kind of how they
drama.
Are. Yeah,
yeah. Well, they're making a TV show about something. They have to drag out the each episode needs to have the antagonist. The lover of some sort, or the female crush.
It's gotta
have drama, and then he's got to defeat somebody.
But not really defeat him. He's got to have, like, a small victory and leave a cliffhanger so you watch the next episode, yeah.
Or the winter season finale and then the spring one where, the antagonist is about to win.
Right.
And then they're going to come back and he's going to fucking wiggle his way out of it.
Right.
So, overall now, coming to this, would you recommend people watch this movie if they've never seen a DC movie? And would you recommend it with 5 stars?
Oh, definitely not 5 stars.
Okay.
So, a good barometer I like to use when I'm thinking about movie ratings is would I tell my dad to go see it? So, if my dad really likes to just shut his brain off and not have to think about things, like after work or something like that, he has a job where he thinks a lot and has to use a lot of brain power to do different things. Mark is shaking his head, but anyways, so he just likes to come home and enjoy media where you don't think a lot about it. It's not some.
He just wants to go home and enjoy it,
right? So would I recommend this movie to him? Yes, because he's going to enjoy the action sequences. It's you see superheroes coming together, which is really cool. You know what I mean? It's an overall an enjoyable movie, but if you want to really get in depth about it and explore character arcs and development and interpersonal relationships between the characters, then no, I wouldn't recommend it to somebody to go see if that's what you're trying to get out of it. Overall movie enjoyment, I would say, yeah, it's a good movie. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10 or something like that.
Sure.
For overall movie enjoyment. Okay. But if I'm nitpicking and discussing it and dissecting it, I find a lot of flaws in the writing for the movie, for sure.
Any movie, any game, any content we consume, we can make it so we can be critical over something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Any of us can just, how do I say this? Any of us can take something after we see it and Monday morning quarterback it.
Oh, that's
and dissect
true. Yeah.
It.
Sure.
I saw this movie one time.
Right.
I would watch. Would I watch it again? Probably not.
Right.
Unless my wife was like, hey, let's watch that Justice League movie. It's okay. She'll enjoy it.
Sure.
She doesn't want too much violence, but she wants enough. She wants some drama. She maybe wants a kiss in it. And she wants to see the good guys win.
Sure.
You know?
Right. Spoiler alert, the good guys win.
Well, of course they do. It's a superhero movie.
Right.
You know, the only superhero movie, and it's not a superhero movie, where the good guys win but everybody dies is Rogue One.
Oh, right. That's true. You know? I love that movie.
We're going to get into that another day.
Maybe next episode. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah. So, I want to say it was a good movie. I would say, not seeing any other DC movies, I'm giving it a 6.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I was generous with the 7 because I didn't want to be a douche and pessimistic, but in my head I was thinking like a 6 out of 10. Or 6.5. I'll go 6.5. The action sequences were really good. And I'd say 6.5 for sure. Another thing I wanted to comment about was the comedy in the movie. I thought there was a lot of comedic elements in the movie, and I think they only hit their mark about 50% of the time.
Well, they were trying too hard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They were definitely trying too hard on the comedy.
And it's because other movies put more comic relief in it.
Right.
But it almost feels natural in other movies. And I'm not just talking about superhero movies and other ones.
Sure.
I just felt a lot of this movie was forced.
That's a great point. Exactly.
And that's why I'm giving it the 6. Because it was... I enjoyed the fight scenes. I enjoyed that they won. Wonder Woman was great. I wanted to buy the Blu-ray.
Right.
Of Wonder Woman. I was at Target on Sunday, like we go every single day, every single Sunday. And I wanted to buy it. My wife's like, why don't you just rent it? You're going to watch it once and never again. Great point.
Yeah.
We haven't watched it yet because I bet she'll love it because it's a strong female role.
Sure.
But the movie itself, the Justice League, it was solid. Fight scenes were great. They won. There was enough character development to keep me interested.
But, yeah.
But where it lacked, Batman was awful. Superman was meh.
Yeah, if it was flat.
Mediocre. He was dead most of the movie. He comes back, fights everybody, and then all of a sudden he wants to save the world because Lois Lane showed him his mommy's house.
Like, right.
Okay, dude. Next.
Yeah. And it was.
And the antagonist didn't make me hate him / love him.
Right.
When I watch the Joker, I hate him, but I love him.
Yeah.
Okay?
You understand his...
Yes.
His motivations. You understand why he wants to do what he's doing. You get what the character is all about.
Yes.
When you watch the Dark... You know, Joker and the Dark Knight Rises.
Well, any... Dark Knight. You know, even Loki, yeah. I understand. He's the redheaded stepchild, right? So he's angry,
right.
And he gets influenced by the dark side.
Yeah.
You know? But it's...
Right.
There's a reason. So that's why I didn't like him, but I still loved him.
Right.
You know, all of the characters that were in the villains, I didn't hate.
Right. Yeah, I didn't really hate Steppenwolf. I didn't have...
Oh, you didn't have the heart to.
Yeah, there was no, like... backstory or any insight into the character's motives. He just wanted to conquer the world for the sake of conquering the world. Yeah. I'd go 6.5 out of 10 for the Justice League.
So, if you like superhero movies, mm-hmm. watch it. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a text. You know, tweet me. Whatever it is. I'd like to know what your opinions are on the movie. I liked it, but there's a lot of it that I didn't like. I'm going to watch Wonder Woman at some point, and I'll let you know what I think of that. But really, truly, DC has to go to the drawing board and never give somebody that's not willing to kill themselves for Batman. And
right.
at the same time, don't put out another Batman for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, give us a break. Give us the other characters that we care about.
Right.
You know, Cyborg. Give us a movie about Cyborg.
Cyborg's character was really cool, but just not very fleshed out.
Well, he was kind of hidden in an apartment, and...
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, go see the movie. Let me know what you think.
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah, I would say go see it. It was an enjoyable movie, for sure.
You can find me on Twitter, at MarcusB814. I had to change my Twitter handle because big changes are coming for me in the future. Shoot me a follow. Also, too, subscribe to us on iTunes or now Google Play. We just got on Google Play, so throw us a like or do whatever Google people do. Also on Buzzsprout, but please leave us a review, give us some stars. Hopefully it's positive, because the more stars, the more positive notes, the better we get noticed, and the more we can talk about all these things that we love to talk about.
What are you guys talking about in here?
Find out next episode of Working Class Nerds.